Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. This is Bonnie Kay, and welcome to the Straight Wives Talk Show. This is a hard-hitting show that discusses the complexities of marriage between straight women to gay men. Each week, my guests and I discuss issues that affect over 4 million women in this country and millions more around the world who find themselves unknowingly married to a gay or bisexual man. If you have any comments or questions you'd like to share during this broadcast, you can email me at bonkay@aol.com. That's bonkaye@aol.com. I just want to make a couple of quick announcements that we now have the date in April for my upcoming healing weekend, and I'm very excited about it. This is going to be taking place in Orange County, California. It's going to be a most dynamic weekend ever. So if you want to come out to that, it's going to be in April, the week before Easter. And I'll be posting the dates shortly. But if you're interested, you can write to me at bonkay@aol.com. Unfortunately, due to the popularity of that weekend, I am going to be limiting the size of the group. So try to get your reservations in early. Also, my newest newsletter came out and this week, so if you haven't received it and you would like to get a copy of it, just write to me at bonkay@aol.com, and I'll be happy to send it to you. You can also find it on my blog on gayhusbands.com. If you prefer not to have it mailed to you, you could read it on there, so please feel free to do that as well. When the song goes, you're going to have a bright, bright, sunshiny day when you can see clearly now. I know I'm going to have a bright, sunshiny night, even though it's nighttime and cloudy and rainy and stormy here in Philadelphia. And that's because I have my most wonderful guest, Miss Suzette Vernon. Suzette, welcome back to our show.
Thank you, Bonnie. It's great to be back. Oh, my goodness.
I've been looking forward to this ever since you asked me.
Well, we always learn so much from you, and our women always talk about the words of wisdom and advice that you give them. And one of the reasons I asked you to come back right now, this particular time, was because of your upcoming seminar, which I know in the past, the ones that you've done have been so exciting for the women who listen to them from our group, about You Asked, Good Men Answered, and you have that coming up in August. So could you talk a little bit about that and how it started and what the purpose
is, sure. So
that women can get on board with it?
Certainly, certainly. Hi, listeners. It's your girl, Suzette. And yes, this is our fourth annual You Ask, Good Men Answered Virtual Summit. Oh, my God. When I think about that, this is the fourth one, I'm just like, I'm really amazed because it didn't start out with being a summit in mind. Actually,
uh-huh.
I had rounded up about six of my girlfriends because I had this aha moment about my contribution, how to up-level my contribution after getting married and all of that. And it was the statistics be darned mantra, just, you know, everything, every statistic that was launched against me, I had overcome, and that I was around other women who defy the statistics every single day. But yet, with so
uh-huh.
many, when it comes to romantic relationships, those statistics can really be brutal. And so that Statistics Be Darned movement started, and so I rounded up about six ladies. A few of them were friends, and others of them were referred from other people. And we decided to take relationships into our own hands, to first of all get clear of all the toxicity and all the skeletons that kept rattling, you know, from the ghosts of relationships past that always kept coming up whenever it was whenever we were confronted with a relationship, whenever a man found us attractive or we found a man attractive, how those old tapes and old issues kept coming up. I call them lids, you know, limitations, ideologies, disconnects, and stories that was sabotaging us. And so we decided to come together to really work on ourselves, to become what we wanted to see in the world so that we could manifest it. And so after they completed that, I thought about, well, what's the next right step? Because I didn't want to leave them, you know, with nothing else to look forward to. And so I thought to myself, well, Suzette, you know, it hasn't been that long since you were single. So what was the thing that you needed once you had gotten to a place where you were ready to get back up in the saddle and start dating again? And I was like, I need to hear from healthy men about men. I realized I didn't know how to recognize healthy in men. I didn't know how to recognize good men. And so I decided to just ask some good men that I knew, you know, if they would come on a conference call and maybe talk to the ladies, that kind of thing. Well, because I got such a great response from the men that I asked, I decided, you know what, let me put this together into something bigger. And so it was born, and we started out, if memory serves me correctly, the first year we had, I think it was 15 men who didn't know me. Some of them knew me, but for the most part, there were men that didn't even know me, that once I told them what was in my heart and the reason for it, they came on board. And I told them, unique to this, I'm not just looking for men relationship experts. I'm looking for regular men, too, because I think sometimes we overlook them because they're, you know, they aren't hitting everything when it comes to our preference list. And we pass by these great men all the time and don't recognize them. So I said, let me give both a voice to speak to the ladies and to really show them how men think, how men process, how men are, and how to recognize good men. And so that's how it started back in 2015, and now here we are at 2018, and it's getting better with every year. It seems to manifest something even richer, even broader. And so for the ladies, I know the ladies, the straight wives, are at different places in their healing. But and everybody may not be ready to hear it. You know, they may be in the throes of hurt and pain. And I understand that, and I respect that, because I've been there too. But for those who really feel like they are at a point where maybe they're not at a point where they're ready to get out and date, but they're ready to replace those old tapes, those old beliefs about men, with some real healthy beliefs about men, then this summit is truly for them.
So tell me a little more about it. How many men do you have this time?
This time I have 13.
Okay.
And there's
different
places. This is a diverse group of men, different backgrounds, different ethnicities, different races. And the theme for the summit this year is the maturing relationship, from needing to nurturing. Because I said, you know what? With our age, most of the people that I'm around and I coach are between the ages of 35 and maybe 65. And I said, you know what? It's time for us to have grown folks talk, grown folks discussion, mature, learning how to recognize men through mature eyes. And so that's the summit theme this year. And so we've got 13 men. There's a 14th man I'm going to interview in the next week or so. So all in all, it's going to be about 14 men this year, unless, you know, Providence brings someone else. I don't turn men away that I feel like are a good fit for it. So keep your eyes open. But right now we're looking at 14 men who will be speaking to us during the summit.
Now, are these men married, single, both, divorced, separated?
All of it. All of it. They're married. They're single. They're dating seriously. Some of them, many of them, what I love about it is each one of them has a story of the process, the journey to where they are today. And I think it would surprise the ladies to really hear how men have gone through things very similar to us. We just express it differently. But yes, they're married, they're single, they're different races, different nationalities, from all over the U.S. and abroad. So, yes, I love the fact that they'll get whatever their flavor is. They'll be able to get that with this summit.
And tell our listeners how the summit works, Susa, so they can join in.
Sure. In the beginning, in 2015, it was more of a dial-in. But what we have discovered is because our audience is high-performing, busy women, we decided to make it more online, where you get a link to it. You know, you register for it. You get a link to it with a password. And every day at around 12 noon Eastern time, you get that day's roster of speakers. And you have 24 hours to listen to them as many times as you want for absolutely free. Then the next day at 12 noon, you get day two's roster of speakers. And you have 24 hours. So from August the 6th through August the 10th, every day you get a roster of speakers, and you get to go online and have instant access to their interviews with me.
Is it interactive at all? Can people ask questions while they're watching?
It's not interactive as far as during the listening. The speakers are not
right.
live. The interviews are pre-recorded.
Okay.
However, we do have a You Ask, Good Men Answered Facebook page where different speakers, I've asked different speakers to avail themselves if they're not, you know, busy or out of the country or whatever, to avail themselves. And we also have men that are part of that community as well. So if the ladies have any questions or anything like that, they can ask them. They can either post them on the page themselves, or they can send me a private message, and I can post it on their behalf so that we can talk about it and get some feedback from men relative to their specific questions. So I've tried to cover it in such a way that busy women can still participate even in their busyness.
So in other words, they have 24 hours within the broadcast. So they have to be working during the time of 12 o'clock. When they come home at night, they can listen then?
Exactly. And also it's beautiful because I know the outreach of this summit is global. So I wanted to be able to have it so no matter what your time zone is, you get the opportunity to listen to it for free.
So are any of the men who are coming this year the same men from the past years?
You know, I try to have a fresh group of men with fresh voices every year. But then there are certain men that really cause quite an aha moment for the ladies as well as myself. And so those men I might bring back as bonus. I have an encore sometimes from some of those past interviews that really resonated a lot with the women during that time. So I plan to have some bonus speakers come back, like a repeat, an encore. But then I also have two so far from prior years that are coming on the summit with fresh information. So I'll be interviewing them again in real time. So, yes, there'll be some coming from the past as bonus encores and some that are actually having new interviews with me this year, but they're from the past. So, but just two of them. Everybody else, brand new.
So how do you find these men, Suzette? I'm just curious.
Yeah, well, actually, what I do is I intentionally look for them. Sometimes they drop in my lap. Sometimes I'm always on Facebook. I'm always on social media. I'm always in different relationship groups and whatever. And sometimes while you're in those groups, you get a chance to really hear the wisdom and the expanded conscious thought of these men. And I think to myself, my goodness, this sounds like a person that'd be great for the summit. And so I do my due diligence to research them online, listen to their YouTube videos, get in their space, maybe join a group that they moderate, you know, or attend their Facebook Live or whatever, so I can get a real feel, or maybe read their book or something to get a real feel for them. So I do my due diligence. Some of them I've built a rapport with, like the past speakers, we've kept up with each other. And I've built a rapport with them. But the newer ones, something about what they said, something about my experience with them had to resonate with me in a way that I felt they had a really now message that really suited my intentions for the summit. And so that's how they've been vetted and selected.
So have you had any you have got a lot of questions from women from the men, so is that how it works? Do they send you questions they might want to know? Or you just come up with a group of questions? Do you pretty much interview each man with the same group of questions or different?
It's always different because each man brings a different flavor to the relationships. some men, their sweet spot, their evolution has kind of hovered in the communication aspect. Some men, their communication, I mean, their journey has caused them to speak more about emotional intelligence. You know, some men, their main clientele is women, you know, coaching women. And some men, their main focus is coaching men. Some men, it's self-esteem issues. Maybe they were the nerdy guy that no one thought about, and they grew up with all these complexes, and it made them very shy. And so their journey has been for them to get strength and to find themselves. And they came out with insights that they can share with women. So they all have different sweet spots. So that different areas of relationships are visited.
Can you talk about, from your past summits, can you talk about some of the insights men have shared to give women an idea?
Oh yes. I know one that comes to mind most readily, and that was Dr. John Gray, the author of Men Are from Mars, Women Are from Venus. Oh, being able to talk to him was just, I had so many aha moments. I had to literally hold the chair so I wouldn't blast off. It was so good. And what he talked about was the biology of relationships and how the hormonal influence on how men relate and how women relate. And something very key that he said was that it's best to meet a guy that you are attracted to, but kind of like mildly attracted to, not a guy that you are like, oh my God, I can't eat, I can't think, you know, not a guy that just knocks you off your feet. He's so attractive. He said the reason is because what's being stirred in our hormonal makeup, in our neurochemistry, is dopamine. And dopamine floods us with euphoria. But that flooding affects men and women differently. And while it makes us really can't wait, we just got to be in this space. We in a rush to get in his pants. I mean, woo! All engines are firing, and we can hardly take it. For men, if they get that kind of oversaturation, it pretty much burns them out. And that's why for some men, it's almost like at the end of sex, oh, man, look at the time. Because they burn themselves out, and there's nothing, there's no mystery. Because men are wired to chase, and we've given them nothing to hunt when they get all of us too quickly at one time. And so he breaks down the biology and the science that backs that up. And I was just like, oh, my God. And so it was quite liberating because he gave us even the biology of our cycles for the ladies that are listening and how it aligns with our sex cycles and how we're more vulnerable at certain times and how we're more this and that we need to be mindful of this so that we don't put ourselves in situations that aren't good for us because our minds get foggy and more clouded and we're not able to relate from a sense of sensibility. I mean, it was just so good. It was so good. And so that was one of them that was just so awesome. So awesome. There were so many that were just too numerous to mention. They each brought some aspect. I know one person by the name of Tim T. Sahara. I talked with him, and he was talking about a lot of times we look for men, you know, based on height, you know, based on pedigree, based on, you know, whether he opened the door or not, la, 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 da, dee, la, da, da. And he talked about the notion of finding somebody you can be at peace with. Not tolerate, but be at peace with. A person that being with them allows you to be who you are. And that brings a sense of peace because you don't have to feel like you have to pretend to be heard, pretend to be seen, pretend to be something else. And that, and he gave us the ways of being able to see, to recognize those men that we can be at peace with. So they just, I'm telling you, Bonnie, I get excited talking about it because I am just as excited as the women because these men bring such intelligence, such clarity, such grace, and such respect to women. It is so wonderful.
Uh-huh.
It is so wonderful.
Well, I think the summit's so important for our women listeners, and I really do think it's a very important part of the whole recovery process is because of the fact that many of our women were only in relationships that were destructive with gay men. And they met them from the time they were in high school or early college years, and that's been the only relationship that they've known from. And they really don't even know how to get there out there. Right?
That's right.
You know, they don't know what
that's
to
right.
expect.
We don't know how to recognize a stable relationship. Exactly. We don't know how to recognize healthy. You know, we spend all our time getting out of the situation that we were in, and God knows you got to get out of it. You know, by hook or crook. My dad used to say, by hook or crook, you got to get out of it. But then once you're out of it, you don't, just because you might feel better, it doesn't mean that you automatically are better or that now you have the wisdom to recognize your gay husband and his shenanigans and the games he played, but we all would agree that wasn't healthy. So
right.
How do we recognize healthy? We have to be taught how to recognize healthy. And who better than men who know what a healthy man looks like and how a healthy man represents? So that's one of the reasons that I put it together, because I knew in my own life I needed somebody telling me the truth that wasn't trying to get at me, that wasn't trying to holler at me, that wasn't trying to run game on me. I needed somebody to tell me the truth, who would tell me, you know, who would expose the playbook, who wasn't loyal to the bro code, who would tell me the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And there are men out there that want women to be empowered in relationships. There truly are good men out there.
Right, as opposed to men who are trying to knock you. Right, as opposed to men who are trying to knock you down, mislead you and lie to you. And that's why a lot of us have never really met healthy men. And that's why this summit is so important, because a lot of our women at some point or another will be looking again to meet somebody. And having this kind of knowledge is always power. You know, just to go there blindly without understanding what men are about or what a good man is looking for, because all men are looking for similar things in some areas when it comes to physical, you know, relationships. But when it comes to the long run and to living with someone, that could be very different. So, you know, if you're looking for meeting a soulmate or somebody who's good for you, you have to really kind of know what their thinking is. And a lot of our women never had that opportunity because they've only lived in a destructive relationship. I would like to say on your behalf, because I think it's important for women to know that, you know, after the destruction of your marriage from your gay husband, you know, it took you time until you were ready to go looking.
Yeah, both of them.
Both marriages to the same gay man, right?
Yeah.
Wasn't going to bring that up.
Exactly.
But women should understand that you're always hoping for the best in people and hoping that, you know, when you don't really understand the situation, that it will change. So you went back for a second round. But that was pretty much your experience in life up until that point was your gay husband. You really didn't have a lot of other experiences. You came from a religious background where, you know, you were a good girl until it was time, you know, to get married. So you didn't have a lot to draw from or pull from as far as relationships. So when you were ready to strike out again, which took you time to rebuild, to learn to love yourself enough, to find out who you were, because you reinvented yourself all the way around, then you really went through a lot of looking and finding out before making any kind of commitment, because you weren't going to go through with something negative again. You wanted a positive relationship with someone who, right?
That's true. When I first came out of that situation, I was very hungry for attention, but I still had some underlying anger at what I had been through that had not been worked out of me. And so I kept, you know, so I still wasn't able, even though the men that I attracted were heterosexual, I still wasn't attracting healthy. So it took me having to work that toxicity out of me. And I learned that the only way to work it out is to learn, to put myself in a position to be taught, to realize that what I thought, what I believe, what I brought to the dating world wasn't going to do anything but keep right on getting me an unavailable man. It didn't matter if he was heterosexual or homosexual. The common denominator in all the men that I attracted was they were emotionally unavailable. And I had to get that awareness. I had to be open to the awareness. I had to learn. I had to seek to learn more about myself. I had to be willing to be told what I didn't want to hear. I had to be willing to go to a professional and get help so that I could get that out of me and replace all that toxicity that was so seeped into me, so much in my pores. I had to get that out, go through an emotional detox, if you will, so that something healthy could be put in me, much like what we do when we have these detoxes after we've eaten everything but the kitchen sink during the holidays. Many of us go through cleanses and detoxes. Why? Because we got to get that toxicity out of us and then put something nutritious and healthy back inside of us. And that's the same thing that happens in relationships. I had to do that. So it took time. It took work. It took humility. It took me owning my part. Because, you know, a lot of us talk about what he did, what he did, what he did, what he did. But until we can own our part, it's hard for us to be empowered, because we'll always think that somebody did something to us that rendered us powerless and we won't be able to get back up. And so I had to confront all that stuff, Bonnie, and it took something. It took a lot. Eating crow, feathers, feet, beak. I mean, really, it wasn't pretty. It wasn't pretty at all. And I'm one of these, you know, Xena warrior princess types of women. You know, I'm the cut off your head, cut off your genitalia kind of women, you know. And so for me to have to confront that my own blind spots, and how I wasn't as good a woman as I thought I was. When I had to go through that, it was very humbling, but I had to go through that so that I could create a space and a capacity and a willingness for me for healthy to come to me without me pushing it away because it was unfamiliar, without me demonizing it, without me waiting for the other shoe to drop. It took some time to retrain my brain, to retrain my expectations. It took a while, and it took some effort. I want to say this. It didn't just come by me sitting, reading books, talking to my girlfriends about how tough men are, how tough it is to be in relationships. That won't do nothing but perpetuating the same toxicity. It took effort. It took opening myself up to something different in order for that stuff to get exorcised out of me. It took that.
And it's not something that happens overnight, correct? It's a process that takes time.
It takes time. And that's one of the reasons I loved what Dr. John Gray said, because I realized that I was consistently taking myself into unhealthy situations because I didn't understand the hormonal influence. But with me understanding even more about my biology, I was able to be wise to what was driving the car, that it wasn't the real me in the driver's seat, because at this time of the month, I tended to be more vulnerable. I tended to be more this, more that. And so it helped me to be able to make more empowered decisions, because I had fed myself with not only information about men, but also the information that these men had gained that was helpful. So it's beautiful, but we do have to open ourselves up to being taught. And everybody ain't there. There was a time when I wasn't there, and there's nothing wrong with that. But then some women are needing this nudge from us because it's time for them to stop talking about it and start being about it. It's time for them to stop talking about healing and start being about healing, positioning themselves to be healed, the next level of healing. And so this
and
is a nudge for some people.
And that's something you can do as a and that's something you as a coach do all the time, correct?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, it's something that I do all the time. And because I've coached straight wives before, usually during the consultation phase, I'm able to tell whether the client, potential client, is really ready to move forward. Because there's some straight wives, and I myself have been in this situation, where you might think you're ready to move forward, but then when you get a coach that's saying, okay, this right here will position you to have what you say you have. This right here, you need to take this step. If whenever you're being nudged to move forward and your insides are like, no, 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 I'm not ready for that. No, 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 no. And you're fighting it tooth and nail, then 9 times out of 10, you're not ready for coaching yet. You still need to work things through with the counselor and with the therapist. And there have been people that I have told that to. So
I just wanted
the listeners
to
know.
Right.
Yes,
tell them what coaching is about.
Yeah, coaching is different from counseling. And for many times when I get people, they are very used to the counseling profession. So many times they come and immediately they start talking about their past. They start talking about their pain. They start talking about their trauma. Everything is pretty much trying to work through unresolved past issues with therapists and psychiatrists. And usually the counseling discipline usually goes back to your past so that you can work through the trauma and what's unresolved that keeps you stuck and unable to function in the way that you want to and need to, okay? Coaching is different from that. Coaching is you have gained a certain amount of healing. you've gained a certain amount of readiness where you are ready to take the next step. You are ready to grow, mature, whether it's maturing in your own enoughness, in your relationship with yourself, or if it's ready to take the next step in getting free to live your life, not as a straight wife anymore, but as a recovered straight wife. You're ready now to launch into making more healthy choices, and some of that launching might be you've met somebody and you want to get someone to hold you accountable so that those ghosts from your straight wife past doesn't sabotage a good thing. So all of it is forward movement. You're moving toward something future, and you have the wherewithal to make the move.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're ready
and that's
for me.
Sometimes you just need that kind of coaching. You know, Suzette is a certified coach who's worked with many, many women, but especially with our straight wives, when they're at the point where they need to move to the next step in their life, where they want to find the happiness that they're looking for, and something is holding them back, and they can't necessarily say what it is. Not everybody has to go for therapy, and not everybody has to go for counseling. Some people, you know, just need support. Other people need coaching. And coaching is wonderful when you want to move ahead, but you have certain things that are holding you back, and you're not sure why, on how to address them, on how to get past them. And would you say that's pretty accurate?
That's very, very accurate. I'll give you an example of someone that I coached, and she, of course, she will remain anonymous. But I had someone that was a recovering straight wife. Had never been in our online group or anything like that. But I had her come to me. I think she listened to the, you know, broadcast and so forth. But anyway, she knew about it, and she approached me, and she was at a point in her life where she was ready to leave her gay husband. She was ready. It was no longer justifying it to herself. She was ready to leave, but she needed the accountability. She needed someone to support her in making that move, because y'all know that listening, being a straight wife is very isolating, and it's very hard. A lot of times you feel very lonely, and you don't have support when you need to leave somebody, especially a gay husband that everybody like. You know, that can be very difficult. And so she sought me out. And in our working together, I was able to reveal to her some of the blind spots. She wasn't confused about wanting to leave the marriage, but she didn't realize there were certain things that she was doing that was enabling that glue that made it hard for her to leave the marriage. Things that she, blind spots that she wasn't even aware of, that were keeping her stuck and frustrated, even though she really wanted to leave. And so through coaching her, I was able to present back to her, to reflect back to her what I saw, what I observed, the patterns, the mindsets, the behaviors that she was doing that were enabling the situation and making it hard for her to leave. As a result of that, and her courage to do her homework, to take those tiny steps, but those tiny steps forward and hold herself accountable to it between our coaching sessions, she was able to gain the clarity and the confidence to leave that situation. And the last time I talked to her, she had met a wonderful man. And because we work through, in the working through of it, we work through some of those straight wife toxicity things, you know, where you don't feel the mistrust of men, the lack of confidence. We work through those kinds of things. We role played. We did things. I gave her homework. We did things that when he showed up, she had created the capacity to be able to recognize him and to be able to actually relate, to actually show up for the relationship. And she texted me back and she said, Suzette, I'm so happy. And I'm saying not every story ends that way. Some people's great love is being able, having the confidence to launch into a new career. Sometimes their great love is having the confidence to launch into charitable work. But it's just being able to feel powerful with yourself,
maybe
first
just
of
enough
all.
Right, maybe learning to love yourself is the first lesson you have to learn, because
exactly.
A lot of us come out very unlovable from these marriages, because after being put down for many, many years, a lot of our women have lost their confidence. They've lost who they are. Forget the confidence. They don't even know who they are anymore. And just refining yourself with a coach like Suzette, who can lead you on the way to help you see who you are, to regain your trust in yourself that you've lost over these years, is a wonderful thing. And I know women who have worked with you,
finally,
Suzette.
Yes, and to finally unplug from that tie you have to your gay husband that many times we wrestle with and we never get free of, to break that tie, to stop being gay husband focused and start focusing on yourself and your life and what's ahead of you. It takes somebody who can help you to unplug from that, because you've been kind of defined by the pain you've been through for so long. And it takes effort. It takes effort to break that tie so that you can reclaim your life and not drag that decaying gay husband experience around with you throughout the rest of your life.
Right.
And
you know,
I'm a witness, you can
path.
Get free of it. Yes.
It can be your past. It doesn't have to be your present. It doesn't have to be your future. You know, it doesn't have to be the word that straight wife doesn't have to define you for the rest of your life. You know,
exactly.
It's something you're going through and you have to recover from, and you have to be part of a group to really move past it. But the point is that, because it is so isolating, but it's such a wonderful feeling when you can just be, you know, a woman again and not have to define yourself as, I am a straight wife. You know, it's like getting a new whole identity. And that's part of what coaching can do for you.
It can
right?
do it, y'all. It did it for me, and I've been paying it forward ever since.
You certainly have. So let's talk about how women can get involved in the summit. If they want to join up for
Definitely.
The summit, what's the best way?
Okay.
They
the best
get,
way,
and
Barney,
Facebook,
you'll be
right?
so happy. You'll be so happy that it is a domain name that people will remember. You'll be so happy. All they have to do is go to www.goodmenanswered.com.
www.goodmenanswered.com. Okay, and they can also go on Facebook, right?
Yes,
because
they can go
I'm on your
Facebook
page
as well.
Too.
Yes, because leading up to the summit, I've been doing Facebook Lives every Saturday morning at 9:30 a.m. Eastern Time. I've been talking about these types of mindset. I've been talking about the limitations and the the ideologies and disconnects and the stories that we tell ourselves about relationships, and really confronting those things so that we can create a space in our hearts and our minds to really hear the truth that these good men will be telling us in August. And so all they have to do is come to my page, and you will see the link to register, also the link to the You Ask Good Men Answer Facebook page. I have everything front row center on my personal page, so you can't miss it. Yeah, you can't miss it.
6 weeks, 15 hours, 9 minutes, and 30 seconds as of this moment. Yep, until the summit.
So it's right there.
So that looks good. You can sign up from that page or sign up from your Facebook page. And if they want to reach you for coaching, Suzette, how do they do that?
Just email me, or actually, because a lot of them are on Facebook, personal message me.
Uh-huh.
You can personal message me on Facebook. You can email me at contact@SuzetteRHinton.com, or you can get in contact with Bonnie. And Bonnie, feel free to give my email out to any of the listeners that say, you know what?
I certainly will.
I keep trying to do it, but I can't get in, because some people don't do the past tense answered. They do good men answer. And if you do good men answer, you're not going to get in. So it's got to be good men answered to get in. So
I tried that too.
It takes me running into some problems.
When I first heard, I did that too. But I'll put it on this broadcast, so, you know, goodmenanswer.com. So when people are listening to it, they can see how to get there. And hopefully maybe you can post something on our page on Facebook.
I'm very excited about it.
And I see that Leonardo DiCaprio is one of your speakers. Well, if he's not, at least his picture's on your page.
Oh, no.
I was going to say Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes,
I saw he was joining in.
Is not one of my speakers.
Well, I did see his picture on the page.
Yeah, he did inspire my latest Facebook Live on the page. He did inspire that.
I was hoping that'd be enough to hook him to come into the conference. I thought that'd be a nice little thing to send him, Suzette, and ask him, would you like to be a guest speaker?
Well, you know what? I'm at a point with this summit that I don't even have any breaks on it. I don't know if one day, you know, I might be having, you know, Deepak Chopra. You know, I might be having Michael Beckwith. I might be having Steve Harvey. You know, I might be having Paul Carrick Brunson. You just never know who is going to drop into my space, because when Dr. John Gray said yes, I wasn't even somebody that had done this for a long time, but he said to me, he said, you have been awesome. He said, sign me up to do it again. And, of course, he's been very busy traveling all over the world. But to get that kind of endorsement lets you know that this is resonating with men across the board, relationship experts, you know, that are nationally acclaimed, as well as the regular good man that you might pass walking down the grocery store aisle, you know? So,
Have any of these men come on that are single and you've hooked them up with any of your friends?
No, I'm not into matchmaking. I don't get into that area of it. I don't do that. No, but I can refer them to a matchmaker who's been successful. But I deal with the person, the relationship with yourself, the relationship, the mindset, attracting great love in your life. But I'm not Hitch.
Uh-huh.
I'm not the one that speaks in your ear and says, don't say this, say that. You know, I haven't gotten into that aspect of it yet.
Well, that could be advanced coaching maybe for your future, Suzette, right?
Who knows? You know what? Who knows?
Suzette, could you end the show by giving a few inspirational words to our women who are suffering really greatly right now because they're at the beginning of this and, you know, they just feel like it's never going to be good again. Can you give them some inspirational words?
Oh, I sure can. From the depths of my heart, ladies, listen. And men, listen. Because this message is universal, but it's so needed, especially for us straight wives. And it's three little words. But these three little words are so powerful, and they get to the very essence of who we are. And these three words are, you are enough. I know your relationship with your gay husband or your gay ex has left you with a question. You wonder if you're damaged goods. You wonder if there's anything that anybody would find attractive. You wonder, your self-esteem has been so brutalized that you wonder, am I smart enough? Am I attractive enough? Am I enough? And I want you to know, you are enough. And it's my job, it's my purpose, and it's my passion to help you to discover that very thing, that you are enough to the point that it comes out of the bone marrow of your existence, that you feel it in the essence of your soul, and you can do whatever it is you were born to do because you are enough.
And those are three very powerful words that you need to believe. And it takes time to believe them. It takes help to believe them. You have to unwind the horrors of the past and move into your new future. But with help, support, and for many of you with coaching, this is made possible. And you owe it to yourself to find your road to happiness. And as Suzette was saying, for some people, it'll be a new relationship with some wonderful man. For other women, it'll be a career. For other women yet, it could be embracing a new talent, artistic talent, writing talent. It could be so many different things to make you feel good about you. But it is a process, and it's not going to happen overnight. It takes years to get through this. And each day you think you're doing better, and some days you move back. Your life was not one smooth continuum, right, Suzette?
So true. So true. One of the things I was telling somebody, I said, you're going to fall, but my job is to make sure you fall forward, not fall backward.
And that sounds beautiful. And that's what can happen to all of us. You know, we can keep moving ahead. Even when we're falling back, we can push ahead. And that's why, you know, having Suzette as part of our network, always offering her gracious advice and coaching advice, is always inspirational to so many of our women who really need to hear this. So, Suzette, I'm going to be wishing you all the best of luck on your summit, and hopefully in the fall you'll come back and talk to us about it and give us some tips from these wonderful men in case women didn't make it. And I just appreciate you so much, and I'm so inspired by all of your work, and I love you.
Oh, I love you, Bonnie. You are my heart. You know, but you know that.
Yeah, well, you're my soul sister for sure. Have a wonderful summit, and I'll be talking to you again. We'll have you come back here in the fall. Hopefully you'll share your words of advice again with us.
I'd be happy to. Be happy to.
All right. Love you. And love to all of our listeners. Sign up for the summit. And I'll be writing about it soon. All right. Good night to everybody. Have a wonderful week. Bye-bye.
Good night, listeners. I love you. Love you, Bonnie.
Good night.
Good night.